podcast is brought to you by The Average Male Magazine, opening your eyes to the wonderful men around you. Subscribe to the magazine by visiting averagemailmag.com.
Bear Podcast, the podcast for bears and cubs, episode 165. Hey there, everyone. Welcome to another episode of Bear Podcast. This is your host, The Nard. And I'm flying solo right now because Ray is busy moving. And he's really busy with John right now. They're packing and moving to their new house. So I hope you guys are having a good move. If you guys need me, give me a call. Okay, so shout out Ray and John. Congratulations on their new house. Okay, so a few more shout outs before I go on because we have a good interview today. I'll tell you guys about it later. A few more shout-outs. Tim Shortstack Bear, happy birthday. It was his birthday last week. And JD, Bear Seattle. Whenever it's Thanksgiving time, it's JD's birthday. So happy birthday, JD. And if you guys remember that the audit that I did about 2 years ago maybe. Oh, I don't know. It's been a long time ago. Remember that audit that I did with... it's about the pick... the picture with Paul and Wes. Yeah, Wes didn't like that. He said that his voice doesn't sound like that. So I had to. He says he wants me to redo it, but I don't know. It'll be in the future, maybe. We'll see. Okay, so this coming Turkey Day is Gary's birthday. Happy birthday, Gary. And we had a celebration for him last Saturday. So, yeah, I hope. Yeah, we're going to be at his place this coming Saturday. Maybe we'll podcast from there. We'll see. What's been happening last week? I was in Austin. I was there for VS Live and got to meet my friends during the nights. I was hanging out with a couple of friends, Michael and Jim and Roger and Dave. Yeah, I got to hang out with them there at Charlie's, Austin. I don't know if I talked about this last week already, but yeah, I had fun there in Austin. Okay, so what else happened? My friend Ed from New Orleans came over to visit because they have a football game, Saints against Texans. Yeah, I'll talk about that later. Anyway, Friday, Mike and I went to watch Rent. So it's my sixth time. Yes, I am a Rent freak. So is Mike. It's his 14th time. Is that right? Yeah, that's right. So yeah, we watch Rent as much as we can. Maybe some of you guys have watched it 4 or 5 times, maybe. That was Friday. And then Saturday, it's Gary's birthday celebration. And actually, his birthday is coming. This coming Turkey Day. So we just celebrated last Saturday. So yeah, it was like a surprise party. But I don't know if he was really surprised. Anyway, so we just had fun. He had fun. And after that, we went to the Tony's Corner Pocket to hang out with a couple of friends. Got to see my friends. There, people, Alan Bruce, and my friends James and Daniel. They come over there. So, and the guy named Baz. He calls himself Baz. From England, from London, England. Casey and Giles brought him over. And he's a friend of theirs. Met them there in England, I guess. So, yeah, I got to meet an English guy at the bar. So, that was fun. So, what do we have for you guys in this episode? We have a special guest. He's Brent Marchand from Chicago. Yeah, he's an author, so... Here's this interview.
Yeah, that's it.
Nice.
Nice butt.
Yeah, sure.
So what's your number?
Can I buy you a beer?
Do you work out a lot?
Do you come here often? Woof, what a bear.
We have a special guest in this episode. He is the author of the book Get the Picture. Hailing from Chicago, here's Brent Marchand.
Hi, Mater. How are you?
Oh, great, great.
Thanks so much for having me on the show.
Yeah, it's awesome. It's good that you're my guest here right now. So you're in... You're in Chicago right now, right?
Yes, I am.
Have you always been a Chicago native or what?
No, I originally grew up in upstate New York. I grew up near Buffalo, and I went to college at Syracuse. And after college, I moved to Chicago to start work, and I've been here ever since.
Awesome. Wow, Chicago. I've only been there once. I told the audience before. I've been talking to my friends before that I've only been there once because of a wedding. It's just for 3 or 4 days I was there, and really didn't do much.
It's a wonderful city.
Yeah.
I mean, the quality of life here is great, and you know, lots of wonderful seasonal changes, so you get the whole range of weather and so forth. So it's really a fun place to live.
Mm-hmm. Okay, so yeah, you're a guest in the show here because we want to talk about your project, your book, Get the Picture. Yeah. So yeah, is this your first book? Is the first book you've authored?
This is my first book.
Awesome. Okay. And yeah,
Hopefully not the last.
Oh yeah, yeah. Keep going. Yeah. Yeah. So yeah, can you tell the audience what the book is all about?
Well, Get the Picture is a book that's subtitled Conscious Creation Goes to the Movies. And essentially, it's a look at how to employ personal empowerment concepts in one's life to help make it more effective, more satisfying, more fulfilling. And it uses movies as a way to illustrate how to make these principles work in somebody's life.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, you mentioned earlier, because I've been reading the book and I've been enjoying it, yeah. And I got it from Susan. Susan sent it to me. And
I'm glad you like it.
Yeah.
And it was a lot of fun to write, too. I got to watch a lot of great movies that way.
Yeah, that's right. You know, you just you watch a movie and you get to analyze it and apply conscious creation. Okay, tell me about conscious creation. Can you, somehow you've been mentioning it in all the pages in the book. And can you explain that?
Sure. The basic idea of conscious creation is that you end up taking charge of your life by employing principles that allow you to direct your life in the ways that you would like it to go. And it really involves getting in touch with understanding what your beliefs and thoughts and intents are, because when you're putting these things out, they end up coming back to you in mirrored in the kinds of things that are in your surrounding life. Earlier this year, there was another book that came out that was tremendously successful called The Secret. Mm-hmm. And that used a slightly different phrase called the Law of Attraction. But essentially, the ideas in the Law of Attraction and conscious creation are virtually identical. Mm-hmm. And that's the idea that you end up drawing to the things that you're putting out. So if you want to get better results, it really pays to pay attention to what it is that you're really thinking and feeling. Now, that's sometimes kind of tricky for people because they may not always be aware of that.
Mm-hmm.
But if you want to become more effective at it, then the process really encourages you to take a much more critical look at that. And by doing it, hopefully, one will end up getting results closer to what they're hoping for and less of what they're not hoping for.
Mm-hmm. Can you probably say an example in a movie? Let me think of a movie. Something sci-fi, because that's what we like talking about in the show. We talk about sci-fi stuff. And do you have any sci-fi examples of conscious creation?
Well, one of the things I like about sci-fi films in general is the fact that because they tend to think outside the box a lot and they end up pushing the envelope in many ways,
mm-hmm.
they open up the scope of possibilities that are available to people in terms of the things that they can draw to themselves. So many times when people first look at conscious creation, they think of it in terms of, well, I can only go so far with it because certain things just aren't going to happen. They're just not going to be possible. Science fiction in many ways helps to dispel that rumor by showing, that there are a good many possibilities available to us that maybe we're not considering right now. A good example would be the movie Phenomenon, which came out in the mid-90s
mm-hmm.
with John Travolta.
John Travolta. Mm-hmm.
Yeah. Suddenly, he began developing abilities that most people probably think we shouldn't have, like the ability to learn things in a very quick time span,
mm-hmm.
Learning how to manipulate matter by telekinesis, all kinds of things that most people would say, well, that just doesn't happen. Well, this proves that, you know, just the opposite, that actually it can happen.
Okay. How about situations like we're in, let's say, force of nature that happens, like, let me see, one example, perfect storm.
Okay.
Yeah. In that situation, there's a storm that happened, and they're in the middle of the sea, something that they cannot control. Is it more like something that people have control with, as opposed to being controlled by the situation?
Well, in a situation like that, a lot of times with conscious creation, we end up getting results that we kind of look back and say, "Well, gosh, why did I draw that to me?"
Mm-hmm.
And in many cases, situations like that are very good for helping people to get in touch with what it is they're putting out in the first place. If you recall, in the perfect storm, in many ways, they had opportunities to turn back, mm-hmm. and they had opportunities to change their outcome, but they chose to go a different way. They said, "No, let's stay out and keep fishing, and you know, let's maximize our catch and so forth." Even though clearly they should have, you know, followed a different course, they chose not to believe that course, and then they ended up getting themselves into a storm that was ultimately, you know, devastating, cost them their lives and so forth.
Mm-hmm.
So in situations like that, the circumstances that we draw to ourselves are intended to help get us in touch with, you know, what beliefs we're really thinking and holding on to. And they may be ones that we need to change for our own good. Unfortunately, in their case, you know, there were situations where maybe they got the lesson too late,
mm-hmm.
Obviously.
Oh, yeah.
So.
Mm-hmm. So in this case, probably, yeah, that's pretty much a picture that that we could get from the book. Well, get the picture.
Okay.
I get it now. Okay.
Okay.
Yeah. So
I mean, one of the things with conscious creation is that it's in many ways it operates in sort of a neutral way, in the fact that you're not necessarily going to get what you want. You're going to get what you're believing.
Mm-hmm.
And if you're not aware of what your beliefs are, then some of the things that may occur may end up coming up as a sort of surprise, or
yeah.
might not always be pleasant.
Mm-hmm.
So those are situations that really push people in the direction of saying, you know, get in touch with what it is that you're putting out, because if you want to get better results, you know, get in touch with what it is that you're really thinking and feeling in the first place.
Mm-hmm. Okay, so... in the book, how many movies did you get to review in that you could write about, that you wrote about? Yeah.
Altogether, there's about 125 movies in the book.
Mm-hmm.
Basically, about 65 of them received full treatment with a full analysis and a full review, and about another 60 received what I would call bonus features.
Yeah,
they're like they're honorable mentions, I guess you could say, that appear at the end of the chapters.
Mm-hmm.
That give you like a paragraph summary. They relate to the same theme of the chapter, even though the write-ups are considerably shorter.
Yeah, and some of them are in the movies in the 70s, and I don't think I've seen many of them.
They go back quite a ways. I mean, the oldest movie in the book, I believe, is from 1937.
Uh-huh.
Most of them, I would say, are probably in the last 25 years, but there are some that go quite a bit further back.
Mm-hmm. Some of these movies you've watched before, and then you realized to write about it, and as you were going along, you were just watching movies as you go along. So you've been watching movies while you're writing the book.
Oh, yeah. Yeah. Well, I've been watching movies since I was still a kid. I mean, it's been a lifelong passion of mine, and it's a big part of the reason why I felt that they would provide a good medium for helping to illustrate conscious creation principles, because they tend to portray the ideas quite well. So that's what I drew from in terms of saying, you know, to... provide illustration for the examples of the principles I talk in the book. They're a great place to start from.
Mm-hmm. Okay, so I've been reading the book, and I guess I would be changing the way I look into movies now. That's pretty much the premise of the book, right? That
well, not just the way that people look at movies, but also even the way they look at life.
Mm-hmm.
Movies, to me, in this case, they're providing the sort of the catalyst for mm-hmm. helping people take these principles and start using them on an everyday basis. When you think about it, actually, even in quite a few of the philosophical and religious texts that have been available throughout history, they've always drawn upon story and fable as a way of making their points. Even when you look at something like the Bible, for example, it's really mostly a collection of stories.
Oh yeah, you cited the a book there, and Jesus is an example. Yeah,
mm-hmm.
yeah. Okay, but after reading this, I kind of realized. Is conscious creation applicable also to primetime TV shows? I guess
it
is. It should be, right? Yeah.
Oh, yeah.
Mm-hmm. Okay. So what is your opinion on reality TV shows? oh, no.
That's sort of a loaded question, actually.
Uh-huh, really? I knew that. Okay. Let me give my bit on this one. I only get to watch reality TV shows if there's a cute contestant, there's a woofy bear, then I would do that fine. Yeah, that's how I am with the reality TV shows, because I'm more of a sci-fi guy. I like scripts. I like watching movies.
That makes two of us.
That have stories. But I don't know about reality TV. So what do you think of reality TV shows?
Well, in reality TV shows, basically, I believe that people are... they're going through the experience to try out particular beliefs that they feel that this is the best means for them in order to be able to experience them. In some cases, it's going to involve success. In some cases, it's going to involve failure. In some cases, it's going to involve frustration. In any of those cases, the circumstances of being involved in the filming of the reality TV show, it allows them to experience those beliefs getting played out in, using reality TV show as like the canvas for mm-hmm. experiencing those particular ideas. And obviously, they get what it is that they're putting out from some deeper level they may or may not be aware of. When you see the results in the end, then you get a chance to see, okay, that's what they went into this for.
And that's the end point. That's it.
Yeah.
Yeah, that's... I think that, there's a lot of direction that that the participants, should I say, mm-hmm. would go through, and their end point is, I don't know, it's just short. It's short. It's not like a regular TV show or a regular movie that you watch, that there's a plot. There's a real plot, yeah.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, and... that really, in reality TV shows, obviously, that's all defeated, I guess.
Yeah, I mean, it's more a case of each person playing out their own individual plot
mm-hmm. Mm-hmm.
That only they are aware of, in some cases may not even be aware of. It may be occurring in a very a deeper subconscious level, but going through the experience helps to bring it to the surface to hopefully give them a better idea of, okay, why did I go through this? What was my reason for doing this?
Yeah, that's how it is. They do this, and then they get interviewed, and I did this because that girl, I didn't like her, or that guy, mm-hmm. he did this and that.
Exactly. I mean, one of the things about conscious creation is the idea of taking this whole process and making it literally more conscious. I think a lot of times, when people are involved in this, they're going through these things, they're not really aware of why they're doing it or what's happening. A lot of times they may come out of something that's been particularly unpleasant and say, why me? Why did I do this? Well, this sort of, it forces their hand to say, if you want better outcomes in your life, then get a better handle on why you're doing this in the first place.
Mm-hmm.
And it's not easy, I will admit. It's very challenging. It can be very frustrating. But I found, at least from my own experience, that once you get a better handle on it, once you have a better feeling of why you're putting out certain things in the first place, then it just starts to turn around completely, and it gets to be a lot of fun. It gets to be more fulfilling. It gets you the results more often that you want. It almost gets to be kind of playful because things start to occur in ways that you want them to, the way you want them to. And if you're typically not expecting that or typically not accustomed to that, when you see it happen that way, you know, it just creates this almost childlike sense of joy in the fact that, wow, that really happened.
That's nice.
And it was what I wanted to boot.
Yeah. Wow. So, well, going back to your book and actually your projects, do you have any projects that are coming up or anything that you're working on right now?
Well, right now the main focus has been on helping to get the word about Get the Picture out to the public through publicity and book signings and things along those lines. But certainly, yeah, I have other books in mind that I'd like to bring about at some point. So
yeah,
they're still sort of in the planning stages at this point, but I certainly don't see this as the end of it by any stretch.
Oh yeah, of course. Just let me know.
This was too much fun not to do again.
That's right. Okay, so where can our friends out there get your book?
Right now, it's available from all major booksellers, both online and at the retail level.
Any,
Amazon.com, Barnes & Noble, Borders, independent booksellers. It's pretty widely available at this point.
Yeah. How about Moment Point? That's the where you know, people can get their books through that site too.
Yeah, they have Moment Point Press, my publisher, has a link to Amazon through its site.
Oh, okay. So that's how they pretty much can get it. Okay, so yeah, thank you for that information, and yeah, we'll be right back. I got a message from MySpace, and I got a message from Toshio, actually. He's a very good musician that I met at Nashville, so he sent me a message. It's kind of a, you know, serious message. Well, it says here that it's been fun seeing the footage from Nashville and catching the boys in action on the Bears on the Run. Okay, he has a slight request. I have a slight request. A friend of mine, Carl, passed away a couple of months ago from a long battle with Hodgkin's lymphoma. And Carl and I actually met in person for the first time back in Bearpalooza 04. Unfortunately, it left his partner, Jeff, with a lot of bills, and now he's fighting to keep their house in Austin. Jeff's got a donation memorial site at www.carldavidgailey.org, and I'm sure he'd really appreciate it if you could squeeze a link it on the bearpodcast.com. So yeah, the website is carldavidgailey.org. You guys might want to check it out, and if you can help Jeff out, it'd be great. I think I remember Carl before. He tried to attend Bear Watch in Houston, and I think he couldn't make it that event. That was a couple of years ago, and it's just unfortunate that he passed away. So, Carl, may rest in peace. And yeah, please check out carldavidgailey.org to help them out. Time for some bear events, guys. Midwest Bear Fest on December 14 to 16 in Indianapolis, Indiana. We have many great ideas in the works, and we just can't wait to show you our warmth and hospitality, all while raising funds for our favorite charity. Our weekend will include a pool party, a movie showing our signature most huggable bear contest, and strip poker contest. Interesting. And even a bear dance party. There will, of course, be plenty of food. Of course, there's bears. There should be food. You're right. Okay, so there's going to be plenty of food the whole weekend, including our Sunday farewell brunch. As you can see, we have a full weekend planned for you and for your holiday season enjoyment. So treat yourself, your mate, to an interesting and exciting holiday weekend, sure to be filled with fun and excitement. You'll make new friends and new memories, but you'll leave the weekend content that a lot was done to support our charities. Okay, so for more info, go to MidwestBearFest.com. Okay, get ready for this, guys. Bear Force One is performing in Mobile, Alabama on December 15th. The world's first bear band will be performing live in concert at Bebop's nightclub in Mobile, Alabama on December 15th. Visit our website, www.b-bobs.com. Then visit Bear Force One website at Bear Force One, the number one, bearforceone.nl. That's in Netherlands, NL. So make plans to see this one-of-a-kind group. And like I said before, and I've read all over, and I'm getting comments from the Bear Force One video that I made back in August that, you know, there are mixed feelings about this group, about, you know, the masculinity and them being, I don't know. There are people that don't like it. There are people who like it. And like I said before, it's all different bear cultures in different countries. So if you have any comments, email me, okay? Or post a comment on the website about it. Okay, so let's go back to the show. Okay, we're back, and we're here with Brent. And he's the author of the book Get the Picture, which is available in Amazon.com. And this is the part, well, Brent, this is where we get crazy or whatever, do whatever you want to do. Okay?
Okay.
Yeah, I can ask Brent here, to all you guys out there, I can ask Brent here to report on what happened at Hibernation. Was that in St. Louis? St. Louis,
right? Hibernation was a lot of fun.
Yeah, mm-hmm. And what city was it? I wasn't sure. St. Louis.
Hibernation is held in St. Louis.
Oh, okay. Yeah, and
it's put on by the local bear club down there called the Show Me Bears.
The Show Me Bears. Mm-hmm. I've never been to. I've been to St. Louis before. Wait, somewhere in Missouri, but I've never been to Hibernation before. And you always go to Hibernation?
Yeah, I've been to it 10 times. This was, I believe, the 13th year for it, and I missed a couple years in the late 90s, but I've basically gone just about right from the beginning. It's a lot of fun. It's a very basic bear event, but it's done really well. It's organized very well. The people are really friendly. They get a good sized crowd. The venues where they have the events they're nice. They're spacious.
Did you just drive there though?
I'm sorry.
Did you drive?
No, I flew down.
Oh, you flew.
It's a short flight.
Mm-hmm. Should be easy. Yeah, it's because I have friends from LiveJournal who went there. Do you know Woofer?
Oh yeah.
Who doesn't know Woofer? Oh my gosh.
Yeah, actually, Woofer is a friend of a mutual friend. This was the first time I got to meet him in person.
I see. Okay, I got to meet him in here. I mean, here in Houston, actually, and he was at Louis last March, I think. Yeah, the first time I met him. And yeah, he's a very nice guy. Very nice guy.
Oh yeah, very a nice guy. Real nice guy.
Yeah,
and quite a character as well.
Yeah, it's pretty funny. So I think he was in the contest. Wasn't he in a contest or something?
I believe that was the Mr. Heartland Bear Contest, which is actually a separate event.
Oh, okay.
That takes place in June, I believe.
Oh, okay.
One of the things that a lot of bear runs do is they have contests, and the Show Me Bears decided a number of years ago that they did not want to have a formal contest in connection with their bear run because they felt it was trying to put too much into one weekend.
Mm-hmm.
So they ended up having their own bear contest on a separate weekend in June called Mr. Heartland Bear.
Okay.
And this way, they were able to essentially make two events that they could put on each year that people could come to. They could come to the bear contest in June, or they could come to Hibernation in the fall. Mm-hmm. Now, Hibernation has since incorporated a contest that's put on separately. I believe it's sponsored by one of the main bars there that's the host for a lot of the events, called the Blue Ribbon Bear Contest.
Okay.
That's sponsored by JJ's, the bar that hosts most of the events at Hibernation.
Mm-hmm. So what did you do there at Hibernation? I mean, just hanged around, met some friends. How many do you think went?
As I understand it, they had about 235 who were pre-registered, not including members of the Show Me Bears. So altogether, I would say they probably had 275 to 300, if I had to venture a guess.
That's a lot. Mm.
Yeah, it's a decent size.
Yeah.
It's not small, but it's not so big as to become, you know, intimidating or overwhelming or anything like that. So.
Mm-hmm. And you always go to Hibernation. What other runs do you go to? Do you go to IBR or do you go to TBRU?
I've gone to – the two I've mostly gone to in recent years have been Hibernation and Bear Pride here in Chicago.
Mm-hmm.
But there have been others I've gone to in the past, such as Spring Thaw in Seattle and Bear All in Atlanta, mm-hmm. and Bearadise in Oklahoma City.
Seattle. Oh, yeah, that's where Tommy is. That's mm-hmm. right. How long have you known Tommy?
I've known Tommy since the early 90s when he was still living in Chicago.
Oh, okay.
We met through an organization that was in place at that time called BMOC, which stood for Big Men of Chicago.
Mm-hmm.
And it was sort of a combination bear group and big men's group.
Mm-hmm.
And it was a lot of fun. Unfortunately, it didn't last, but... that's where he and I first met, and we've stayed in touch all these years. And...
I see. Well, he better be listening to this. You think he'll be?
He should be listening. I hope he is.
I hope he is. Yeah, I'll bug him. Hey, Tommy, how are you?
Hey, Tommy.
Yeah, yeah. He's the one who he forwarded me your info, and we got in touch. It's good. It was a few weeks ago. Yeah. To all you guys listening out there, yeah, Brent and I have been communicating through email. And we just couldn't get a good schedule because you're out of town, I was out of town, and this is just the best time to do it.
Well, we managed to get it together. That's the important thing.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. That's awesome. Yeah. So this week is Thanksgiving. What is your plan? What are your Thanksgiving plans?
I'm getting together for dinner with friends. There's going to be about six of us who are going to devour a turkey. and probably a ham and probably a lamb. So...
I see. Okay.
It usually ends up being quite a festive and large feast. So,
mm-hmm.
Wow. I think there's going to be about seven of us all together.
Wow! Is that your closely knit family there in Chicago?
Yeah, it's part of my family of choice. Mm-hmm.
I see. Mm-hmm. Wow! Awesome. So, what else? How about a bear profile so people can bug you or probably
a
chat with you?
Bear profile of
yeah.
me.
Mm. Yeah. Because you're the Wolf with a Bear feature in this episode.
I am posted on several of the bear sites. I'm on Bear 411 and on Bear WWW
mm-hmm.
and Bear Forest.
Bear
and
Forest?
Under the profile name New Age Bear.
New Age Bear. New Age, are you into New Age music? Is that right? All right.
New Age movies?
New Age movies. Okay.
There's actually quite a few in the book, yeah.
Oh, okay, that's fine. I was thinking when you mentioned New Age, it could be the music. I wasn't sure if you're Kabbalistic or you're Wiccan or I don't know.
Well, it's interesting in the fact that a lot of the New Age is one of those terms that's kind of hard to define. You know, it's sort of an umbrella term in a lot of ways.
Uh-huh.
A lot of bookstores and a lot of gift shops didn't really know quite what to call it, so they came up with this sort of umbrella term to cover a lot of things. And it includes, you know, things obviously like conscious creation, but it also includes stuff like Wicca and paganism and alchemy.
Mm-hmm.
And the ideas really involved in all those things aren't all that different from what's involved in conscious creation. It's sort of a different way of describing it or a different way of coloring it. So any bears who are out there who are into things like, you know, Wicca or paganism or alchemy, if they were to get the picture, I think they'd find a lot of the ideas really very familiar because the notions are very similar.
Mm-hmm. One important thing that... our audience might be interested. Are you single? Ooh, that's a nerve there. Ooh.
Well, I've I guess you could say I'm in that sort of in between state at this point.
Okay.
I've recently become involved with somebody who I'm pretty sweet on. So we're just sort of starting out at this point, but you know, things have been going really well so far, and you know, we're very anxious to see where things go. So
I see. Wow, that's good to hear. I mean, maybe you can just say hi. Oh, yeah, you can probably say hi to your friends. Go ahead, you can do shout-outs. Anybody you know you want to say hi to? Or...
Oh, my goodness. Mm-hmm. There's so many out there. Yeah. Hello to all my friends and fans from all the websites and all around the country and all around the world. Have quite a few pen pals, not only in the U.S., but overseas. So... hi to everybody. I don't want to leave anybody out.
Tell your friends that. Tell your friends about this so they could hear you. And yeah, hopefully all the people from Bear Radio Network and the people who are subscribed to this podcast would check out your book. Yeah,
absolutely.
Yeah. Well, that's it. So yeah, we're running out of time actually, and I really appreciate that you joined me here in the show, Brent.
Thank you very much. My pleasure.
Yeah, it's great. It's great to talk to you at last.
And I love your show. You know, best of success with it. Keep it up.
Good job. Thank you. All right. So yeah, okay. We're going to close the show. So if you have comments out there, everybody out there listening, send your emails to bearpodcast@gmail.com and call the voicemail line at 206-222-BEAR. That's 206-222-2327. Leave us your voice comments and we'll play it in the show. And visit the website, www.bearpodcast.com. God, there's so many websites. Sorry about this, Brent. Okay, myspace.com. It's my regular shtick, you know. I have this in line, you know.
Sure.
myspace.com/bearpodcast. And friend us there. And also subscribe to iTunes and leave us a review. And so, thank you again, Brent. And hopefully
we can get together
again, okay?
Thanks very much.
Okay, so everyone out there, thank you all for listening, and we'll catch you guys on the next episode. And also, happy Thanksgiving to all of you out there. Many wolves and many hugs.
Wolf, what a bear.